Today. Hope you didn't slip and slide too much. I want to talk just for a few minutes today on a very familiar story that we've read many, many times. We've heard lessons on many, many times. And I want to talk about the word compassion. Compassion. It's not something that we see much of in the world today, is there? We see a lot of things opposite that, but we don't see a lot of compassion. Webster defines compassion is to have sorrow for the trouble or suffering of another, accompanied by the urge to help. That's how he defines compassion. I think that's a good definition. When we read this account, I'm not going to read it over again. You've read it many times. You know what it says. But that man who fell and was beaten by robbers and left on the side of the road, die. And those who beat him and robbed him were certainly at fault, but I believe the priest and the Levite were at worse fault because of their inaction. I don't know why the priest and Levite didn't do anything. It doesn't say. They both saw him. The Bible says they saw him. They looked on him. They saw him. But they passed by on the other side and went on their way. I've thought about that many, many times. And I'm just going to give you some possible ideas of why they didn't stop. Don't know if it's true or not, but just some possibilities. Maybe they thought they had more important religious matters to attend to. They both certainly knew what the law taught. You get a chance, we won't read it now, but read Deuteronomy 22, 1 through 4 when you get a chance. And it's talking about a Jewish neighbor's responsibility to his neighbor, and actually talking about if he loses something, a cow or things like that. But the principle is you do the right thing. So maybe they had more important religious in their duties to do in their mind. Maybe they didn't want to get their hands dirty or messy. Well, we can't touch him. He's got blood all over him. He might be infected. Well, we don't want to touch that. I don't know. Maybe. They might have thought, you know, he probably brought it on himself. He probably just said something to those fellows and made them mad, and so that's the consequence. They might have thought he wasn't worthy of their help. One of the things that, as elders, that we face here is, we see more of it. I'm trying the right way to say it. We see more of it as we get near Christmas, and we see more of it in the wintertime. And one of the hard things that we have to decide is whether to help or not to help. It's a very hard thing. We sort of err, if you want to call it err, I don't know if that's the right word, but we would rather err and help somebody than send somebody away when we should have helped. And I know there are times that we get taken advantage of, the church gets taken advantage of. I'm sure that's true. But I've always held to the idea that I'd rather face my Lord in the day of judgment having helped somebody that took advantage of me than not to help somebody that I should have helped, and the Lord look at me and say, why didn't you help that person? And that's just sort of how I look at it. But maybe they thought he wasn't worthy of their help. They might have thought, well, what would others think if they saw us help that man? I mean, that, you know, I don't know about that. We got to keep our reputation right. They both saw him. The Samaritan saw him and had compassion. So I want to talk just for a few minutes on the characteristics of compassion. Characteristics of compassion. The Bible certainly tells us to have compassion. He told the rich man, ruler, that wanted to know what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus told him the story of this man that had beaten and robbed and left for dead. And then he said, now, who helped the man? He said, the Samaritan. He helped him. He had compassion on him. And Jesus said, you go and do the same. So what are some characteristics of compassion? And when we read the story, I think it's very evident so what these characteristics are. Number one, compassion is driven by a need, not by worth. Look at verse 30. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, departed, left, and leaving him half dead. He had a need. He needed to be helped. And it wasn't based on his worth or not his worth. It had nothing to do with it. And I think sometimes I'd be guilty of it. I'll admit it. I don't really know if I should help or not. Maybe they're really not worthy of my help. But we can't do that, can we? It's not our job to determine a person's worth. It's our job to have compassion based upon their need. And sometimes you'd be wrong, sometimes you won't. I remember years and years ago, I was going to my home office, walking down the sidewalk. I was in a hurry, Ron. I had a meeting I had to be at, and I was running late. You know how that goes. And I was going to it as fast as I could, and this guy stopped me on the road. He said, I haven't had anything to eat. 2 days I hadn't had anything to eat. Will you help me? I looked at my billfold. I had two $20 bills. And there's a little old cafe right across the street. I pulled out a $20 bill. I handed it to him, said, here, go across the street and get you something to eat. That's all I have is two $20 bills. I didn't have anything smart, so I gave him one of the $20 bills. Went to my meeting. 3 days later, I was having a meeting with an attorney on a case that I was working on, and we were going to meet at a restaurant just right down the street from that restaurant. Guess who I ran into? Same guy came up to me, said, I haven't anything to eat in 3 days. Can you help me? Well, I gave him money the first time. I did not give any money to him the second time. Because I really don't believe he had a need. I believe he was taking advantage of folks. So we run into those sometimes. But compassion is based upon a drive of a need, not by worth. Compassion feels something. Look at verse 33. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. He saw something that caused him to have compassion. The man had been beaten, left half dead. He would have probably died had the Samaritan not done something to help him. So compassion requires us to feel something. The priest, the Levite, they didn't feel anything. They had no compassion. They didn't feel sorry for the man. They just went off and left him. Number three, compassion does something. Verse 34. And went to him, that is the Samaritan, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, set him on his beast, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. He did something about it. His compassion led him to do something to alleviate the problem that the man had. And likewise, when we have the kind of compassion that Jesus talks about, it should lead us to do something to help that person to the best of our ability. The next one, compassion takes our time. And I think that's probably one of the harder ones. We're all busy, aren't we? We're all busy. We've all driven down the interstate and seen the man standing up at the end of the interstate. We'll work for food. Please help homeless, and has tattered clothes on. I don't know. You know, the people that sell, what's that paper they sell? You've all seen that. I think the thing used to be a dollar, and I think it's gone up to $2 or something more than that, maybe $5. I don't remember. Well, I bought those things. I have. I admit it. And I don't know, you know, whether they're homeless or not, but, you know, I feel compassion, and I give them some money, buy one of those. I don't know if I'll read it all the time, but I, you know. but it causes us to take our time away from our busy schedules. And that's hard, especially if we're rushed, especially if we're late for a meeting, especially if we're on our way somewhere, whatever it may be. It's going to take some of our time to demonstrate compassion in our lives. Number five, it'll cost us something. Compassion costs us something. I don't know. It doesn't say where the Samaritan was headed. It just says he came by and saw him. He was journeying, verse 33, came, saw him. And he went and bound up his wounds. And then he says, and on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, gave it to the host, said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come back. He said, I'm going to come back by. I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to come back by, and I'll pay you more. You keep tabs of how much more it costs, and I'll pay you that. It's going to cost us something to have compassion. It may not necessarily be money. It could be other things. Years ago, Helen and I took a little trip down to, how many of y'all ever been at the Peabody Hotel? Anybody ever stayed at the Peabody Hotel in movies? You never stayed at the Peabody? Oh, you need to stay at the Peabody. Watch the ducks. They have these ducks up on the roof, and every day, I can't remember what time, the leader of the ducks, he's got some title or something, he marches those ducks down on an elevator, brings them down to the lobby, and those ducks, they walk in line. There in the middle of the lobby. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. And then at a certain other time, he'll blow this whistle, they all get in line, and they all walk back on the elevator and back up the top. They jump the pond upstairs. As funny as I'll get out. But anyway, we were there, and we were sitting on a bench. And you know, the Peabody Hotel, where it's located, you can see the river, Mississippi River. And we were sitting on a bench, and I saw this guy a long way off. I said, you see that man down there? And she said, yeah. He said, he's going to come up here and ask us for money. She said, how do you know that? I said, I guarantee you that's what he'll do. Sure enough, he came up, and he said, I hadn't anything to eat in several days. I'm hungry. Would you feed me? I said, sure will. I said, come on, follow me. There was a restaurant about a block away. We'd walked past it on the way down the bench. We were just sitting on the bench enjoying the day. Took him up there. I said, get you a seat. Went up and saw the, I said, I need to see the manager of the restaurant. I said, how much money will it take for you to feed this man, ever how much he wants? You feed him once, and if you need to feed him, how much money do I need to give you to make sure he gets all the food he can eat? He said, $10. And I'll feed him as much as he wants. Anything on the menu, as much as he wants. I said, fine. Gave him the $10. I said, now when I leave, he may come up here and ask you to give him the $10. But don't do that. Feed him. And when we walked by, he was still in there eating. So I guess he was hungry. So there was a case, you know, that he really was. Ben really was hungry. He needed help. Well, it's going to cost us something if we show compassion. Not always money. It costs us a lot of things. Compassion shows our relationship with Jesus Christ. Numerous times in the scripture, the Bible talks about Jesus had what on people? Compassion. So if we're going to be following Jesus, we got to have compassion. If we're going to be like him, we've got to have compassion on other folks, as we would want them to have compassion on us if we need help. So let me ask you a couple of questions. What makes us pause in our life? What makes us stop whatever it is we're doing and pause in our life? And for each of us, it may be something different. But I would suggest to you that the Samaritan took a pause in his life to show compassion on a man that needed compassion shown to him. And if we're going to follow Jesus, I believe we have to do that to the best of our ability. And it might not always be convenient. It might not always be necessarily that they deserve it. But that's not what it's about. If Jesus had made a determination whether to help a blind man or a lame man on the basis of whether they deserved it or not, I imagine there would have been some folks he wouldn't have helped. That he didn't make his decision to show compassion and help people on the basis of whether they deserved it. Because he came and he showed compassion. So what makes us pause in our life? What makes us stop and do something that we should do that maybe sometimes we don't do? Second question. What makes us stop in our busy schedule? We're all busy, aren't we? We're all busy. I don't work anymore for a living. But I think I'm busier now than, I think I'm busier now than I was when I worked. Doesn't never seem to have much time in the day. But, you know, what causes us to stop in all the things that we have to do and the life that we live on this earth? Two passages in the lesson will be used. Turn to James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 14 beginning. Here's what James says. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding that you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit you? See, that's what the Samaritan, that's what the priest and Levite did. They just kept right on going. Knowing the man, and they knew what the law was. They knew exactly what the law said about that, what they should do. But conveniently, I guess forgot it. Then look at the book of 1 John chapter 3. Verses 17 and 18. But whosoever has this world's goods and sees his brother have need and shuts his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed. How do we show our love of God? By the deeds that we do and the truth of God's word. That's what John says about it. So compassion. I would challenge each of us, and especially myself, to have compassion in our lives. We live in a world that is so much needed, and so very little of it anymore. But as Christians, we can make a difference in that by doing what we should do. If you're here today and you're not a Christian, I believe everybody here is a Christian, but if you need prayers of the church or anything we can do to help you, we'd be glad to pray for you this morning. Thank you for your kind attention. We'll sing a song to encourage you. Ron, Don, you want to lead a song? Okay.